This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We got breaking news.
Yeah, Kevin Stefanski's
not
fired.
That news. Oh.
So, Mac.
Nobody cares about that one compared to what we got coming right now.
From 816, do y'all get swarmed by dudes in public? You should have seen all the dorks swarming Spectre this weekend at K&B's Funtown on Saturday. LOL.
K&B Funtown. What the hell? I have kids. Dusty doesn't. Mac doesn't. And I'm like, none of us, the three of us, have no idea what this K&B Funtown is. What? So, of course, you go to your Google, right? K&B Funtown, also known as K&B's Tiny Town. Is a new indoor playground in Parkville, Missouri, designed for children ages 8 and under, featuring a tiny city with pretend play areas like a grocery store, salon, and vet's office, plus a soft play zone for babies and toddlers, a cafe, and a mother's room.
I can see it now. Somebody built a stadium and said, Spec, do you think this is what it's going to look like in Wyandotte?
It offers open play and birthday parties with admission price per child and requires socks for entry.
Thank goodness. They should have that for planes.
The fact that he what did he say? All the dork swarming specter? Was that the thing?
Yeah. That's awesome. Because I obviously we all know Spec personally. Like I can only imagine what it's like.
Oh, he was in hell.
I was hating every second.
I know. He was in hell. Hey, Stephen, hey, what are we doing today? Yeah. We're trying to take the kids to K&B Funtown. Sounds like that's what you're doing today.
Get bent.
God, I hope it was Saturday at 1 o'clock. Yeah, and it smelled like feet.
No, because socks are required.
It still smells like feet. Have you ever been to one of those like...
Yeah, they have a Sky Zone place.
Oh, yeah. And they take a whiff. And tell me if you... I mean, you want to talk about festering feet. Take a bite out of my ass. I was, my daughter had some friends over on Friday, and some of them were on the bowling team. I was like, oh, the bowling alley. I said, there's no chance I'm doing that. And they said, why? I said, well, I'm a germaphobe. And her other friend goes, oh, I am too. She goes, I have to have my own ball because I'm like, exactly. These people go to the bathroom. They wipe their ass. They lick their fingers. They eat wings. They don't wash their hands. Hell they yeah. Stick those fingers in the ball, and that ball's coming back up, and you're sticking your fingers in that warm, moist area where dirty hands have been.
Crazy.
And then you're licking your fingers.
I mean, there's not a better cheeseburger in Lee Summit than Summit Lane's.
I didn't say anything about the food. I said the ball. I'll go eat at a bowling alley. I am not sticking my fingers in those holes.
I'll die on that Lee Summit Hill. Between Johnny Ray's and Summit Lane's, and they're like right next to each other.
Next to each other.
And I don't know which one's better because I've had a burger at both and they are delightful. The text of the day. Do y'all get swarmed by dudes in public? Y'all should have seen all the dorks swarming Spectre this weekend at K&B's Funtown on Saturday.
I need more on K&B Funtown.
Well, that light will turn on in about 20 minutes, and you can go right into that office, and I'm sure he's got a story.
So is that hell or semi-hell, Steven? Because you could just see him there. Oh,
you think he dropped the line of, now I know why tigers eat their young. All right, so... College football is down to their final four, and it's loaded with storylines.
Watch the game at K&B Funtown this weekend with Steven Spector.
Well, it's Thursday and Friday, so you don't have to worry about Saturday. Then it's NFL, and it's, hey, do you think Myles Garrett should be the MVP? Send Binkley to K&B Funtown. Wouldn't that be a podcast? I'm here from the trampoline edition from K&B. Storyline number one, Oregon Ducks. The team that doesn't have one. I mean, there are three teams in this field that do not have a national title. The Oregon Ducks is where storyline number one is. Dan Lanning, can they finally do it? They have moved to the Big Ten. We have seen the Big Ten be prominent in college football. I believe they had the last 2 years championships with Michigan and Ohio State. Now, we think we're probably going to see another Big Ten champion, whether whoever wins this Oregon-Indiana game, we would think. would move on. Can Oregon finally get a title in Eugene, Oregon? Can Dan Lanning be the guy that does it? He's had all the accolades up to this point. Now you're in the Final Four. Now you've got a team that can go out there. Their defense is good. Your offense, whatever it may be. But here we go. That's storyline number one.
It's interesting with them because, you know, they have not done it before, as you had mentioned. It seems like a team that should do it before.
They've had opportunities.
But you're getting matched up against Indiana, man. And that's a tough nut to crack right now, man.
That's storyline number two. Maybe, quite possibly, the worst collegiate football team, Division I in history, with, like, I think the most losses of any team. KU's, like, third or fourth on that list. Not to throw any shade.
But Indiana, the point of the story is, if Indiana can do this, there's no reason Kansas can.
And Cignetti goes from Google me, I win, to now whatever he's doing is working, right? Comes from James Madison, where he wins, goes to Indiana. Now Indiana just absolutely mollywopped Alabama. Game was never close. They never had a chance.
Nope.
He's got this quarterback in Mendoza who is just the king of post-game interviews. He's going to be in Vegas. Protect that man at all costs in Vegas, Tom Brady. Here's your first test. But Indiana, why not? You know, Cignetti, everybody kind of came in. He had that drop at a press conference where some coaches have been able to overcome that. We remember how everybody gave Dan Campbell a bunch of crap saying kneecaps. Dan Campbell lived up to that, right?
Yeah.
Cignetti, Google me. Now all of a sudden, you don't have to Google Cignetti. And you see him, his ways on the sideline, the way he does it. It's got that Nick Saban type of feel to him. And now we sit back and we wait how long until Alabama cracks the blank check like Clark Hunt did with Andy Reid and said, hey, you're not leaving this interview until you sign this whatever number you want.
It'll be interesting to see, you know, where he's going to be after next season. Or maybe somebody, if they win a national championship, somebody makes a coaching change. You know, that's been done before. It could probably happen again with this guy. But if you're Indiana, you're not going to let him get away. That's where the NIL comes in.
Right.
You write the check as big as you possibly can. And, you know, it's fun to watch that team play. What I really like about Kurt Cignetti is that the fact that he doesn't work hard and he understands the work-life balance, and he gets into the office at 7:30 and they leave at 5 every day. And that's the way it needs to be. All these coaches that sit in these offices for hours on end and hours on end and hours on end, and it doesn't really amount to all that. I hope Kurt Cignetti is rewriting the coaching manual on how to do it and how to have that work-life balance, because that's the only way you can be successful in this, is to have that balance, especially nowadays.
Storyline number three. No secret here, probably the best one of the college football playoffs remaining teams, Ole Miss.
Yeah, the storyline for me is the, I will say it, the spineless coaches that are going to bail on this team to go to LSU. Screw you, 100%. Man. That you are a spineless jellyfish coward if you're going to leave these kids now. It's one thing for the head coach to leave and whatnot. They played that game the other day, and they beat the snot out of Georgia. And they didn't think they were going to win that game. And all these coaches had plans to walk out after that game. And now, you know, Lane Kiffin's telling them, hey, you want to come to LSU? You got to leave now. That is a terrible way to do business right now for those kids. And if I'm the head of Ole Miss right now, I'm making offers to these coaches to stay at Ole Miss and not go to LSU full time.
Well-known offensive coordinator Charlie Weiss Jr.
Unbelievable.
Over there. And he's going to leave after the season's over. The storyline is crazy. We're all rooting for this team, right? Like, this is – no K-State, no Kansas, no Mizzou, no Tennessee, no Ohio State.
Hannah went there, so I'm all in.
So there you go.
See, I'm going for Indiana on this
one. And that's fair. I mean,
I get that.
That's, you know, that's the underdog, now the one seed of all the history. But, I mean, you have to think to yourself, Kiffin leaves, that story alone, the way it all fizzled out, his, you know, last thing was, well, I want to coach until the season's over. Like, no, dude, if you're leaving, you're done.
Mm-hmm.
Which means if they do win it all, how great is this? They win it all. There will be no recognition to Kiffin on a trophy. There will be no ring given. There will be no ceremony. There will be no invite. There will be nothing.
Nothing.
And the one national title that he's always been chasing was right there, and he let it go.
And there's no guarantees, though, if he was there, they would have won the national title if he was still the head football coach there.
It's a very ironic situation that he's title chased his entire career, his whole life, and now he has one possibly on his doorstep, and he walked away from it. Could have had it all. Could have just been like, hey, you know what? I like where I'm at. I like the system we're building. This quarterback that transferred from Division II that was a winner came in. My starting quarterback got hurt, and this guy kind of completely took over, and I'm just going to leave it all to go to LSU because I think it's the better job, when reality has said right now Ole Miss was the better job.
And that's the old head way of looking at things. You cannot look at it just because it's LSU or Alabama and say it's a better job than Indiana or Ole Miss, because they're not at this point
in time. It's almost like they're winning in spite of him. Like, there's a little bit of extra
juice
there.
Oh, sure there is. That's what I'm saying. I don't know if they're going this far if Kiffin is still there. These kids and that coach that looks like Lilja, I mean, they really are, man. They're out there fighting and battling and doing what they need to do. That was a fun game to watch.
And I will say this. The last storyline is Miami. The team that no one thought should get in. The team that was the only team, I think, in the field now that has a title. Right? Jimmy Johnson won one.
Yeah, back in the day, yeah.
Right, but has a title. And everyone said Miami didn't deserve to be in. Well, they're in the Final Four. Mm-hmm. And they beat Georgia.
Where's Notre Dame people at right now?
And
I'm right here. They should still be in, but it's okay. Good job, Miami.
But yeah. It's a story.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
It's part of the storyline. This is a team that everyone said didn't deserve it. They're the 10th seed in this tournament. Mm-hmm. Now they're in the Final Four. They're in the Sims. And everybody wanted them out. Everyone said they don't deserve to be here. And maybe, just maybe, they have the best defense in college football and another school that is flooded with NIL money. And then the side
they
note
got of
all,
cash.
And then the side note that involves all these teams, every one of these coaches is from the Saban tree.
That's crazy too.
It's insane.
Yeah, it's wild.
It's,
yeah.
It's in Saban.
Yeah. It's nuts, man. That is wow. That's
awesome.
All from the Nick Saban tree.
That's really cool.
You said it's the games wild. Are when?
Thursday and Friday. Which is fine for me because I mean all we gotta do is get to Wednesday. Hell, we got tomorrow. Cause you know, you get to build up for it, and then Thursday night you get one game, Friday night you get the other one, and then I believe Monday is the national title game.
They spend the following week. I mean, because this league, this college league, spends more time trying to dodge the NFL than just scheduling their games. We need to get to a point where the first round of playoff games are the first weekend in December. This thing, the championship game should be on New Year's Day. First weekend of December, second week of December, third week of December, championship game on New Year's Day, and we're done. And we're not dancing on a Thursday night and a Friday night. What an ass night
Friday
for television.
Night?
You know, everybody's back to life now. The holidays are over, right?
And
people are back to work, back to high school sports, you know,
longer.
Back to all of that kind of stuff. You know, that is reality in this world, right? I mean, it is reality. When Friday night comes around, people are on date nights. They're doing all this kind of stuff.
Yep.
College football spends too much time trying to avoid the NFL. They need to get rid of the conference championship games. They don't make any sense whatsoever.
100%.
And just start the playoff on the first weekend of December, man. Let's go. Move it up. Start at December. Have the entire month of December that is yours while the NFL is tying up loose ends.
Make that your month.
Make it your month and own the month of December. And then on New Year's Day, when everybody wakes up hungover, you've got your national championship game at 4 o'clock at the Rose Bowl and call it a day. And I don't care if every championship game's at the Rose Bowl on New Year's Day at 4 o'clock, if that's what they want and that's what's going to rotate everything else around, have that as your main site because everybody loves it. And let's get this college football stuff underway because it just continue to draw this stuff out.
College football, who you're pulling for on the other side, also in the NFL, and Josh Klingler at 825 here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bob Fesco.
I'm surprised nobody punched him in the jaw yet.
And Dusty Likens.
He's a hoe, and I want that known.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. Your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.